physically demanding role that I've ever done. But it was cool, you know. The good thing about Steve is that he never would have us do anything that we felt really uncomfortable doing, or that he wouldn't do himself. And many times he was only too happy to just go running off through this like marshland, and or to jumping into a forest, or getting blown out of the car, or whatever. So that was cool.
So how'd you find your way to this part? How'd you find out about it and get involved?
They actually called me. He's got in touch with my people and just wanted to see if I'd be interested, and sent a script over and everything, and I'd never done a horror film before, and I just thought, well, hey, this would be fun.
Right.
Never been to Kid before, so, yeah.
Now, when you did that, did you have to commit to kind of the three films going in?
No, actually, I didn't even know that he was thinking of making it a trilogy until we got up there. So, yeah, it's just the one film.
Okay, but I assume Detroit's going to be in the prequel and or the sequel.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, I think that's the plan.
So you're up for that, right?
I mean, depending. I can't at the moment. So, I mean, it would just depend on when they were looking to shoot it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking about getting wet in the muck and all that kind of stuff. From my understanding from talking to the others, it was kind of cold, and so it was kind of really hostile weather conditions to be in. Did you experience that a lot as well?
Oh, hell yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
It was pretty grueling sometimes. You know, I think at night time we get down to about 40 degrees up there, and my character in particular, I was basically shirtless the entire time.
Right.
Covered in this this sticky fake blood that was really sticky, just so it stayed in the same spot for continuity, same place, and because of that, I couldn't actually, you know, in between takes or whatever, I couldn't actually have anything around me because any fabric would get stuck to it, and so for a lot of the time, I'd kind of just have to stand out there in the bare kind of cold air, and then it was quite damp, and just kind of tough that out. You know, we had areas set aside that had basically jet engines blasting into them to keep it warm, so that was okay, but it was pretty challenging in some of those scenes.
And how many nights did you guys shoot?
I think I shot like a month total. It was a pretty quick shoot, and it was done all that way because it was very there weren't many locations. Like it was just kind of, you know, centered around this huge marshland and in this house, so we didn't have to go to many places, so the setup was simple. And then me, personally, I was only out there for 2 weeks. We managed to whack out all of my stuff in 2 weeks.
And that 2 weeks wasn't all out in the marsh. You spent a lot of that filming the intro parts to your character in the club and such, right?
Yes, we did a bunch of that stuff toward the end. It was pretty much a nocturnal schedule. We were shooting nights the entire time up there.
So how was it working with Steve Walsh, who's relatively a newcomer to directing, and so what did you think about his style, and how was that?
You know, he's a real go-getter, and what I admired about him is just that it's a stressful thing filming a movie, especially, you know, a low-budget indie movie. It's stressful, and at no point did he kind of lose his shit or break his cool. He was just very focused, very driven. Was just like, no, we're going to make this work, we're going to make this work, we're going to make this happen. You know, so he was very, very easy to get along with, very confident in how everything was going to work out, and you know, it did in the end. He got it done, so it was cool.
Yeah, and how about the rest of the cast? Did you get the chance to spend any time with them before shooting to build up any kind of rapport?
I didn't know anyone beforehand. I think I had about 2 days, I think, up there before I started shooting. So I got to meet, actually the only person I met was Bryce Draper, because they sort of had us all in houses on the Cape up there, and he and I were sharing this big house, and so I met him on the first day, and just hung out a bit, and we got along very quickly. He's a really cool guy, full of life.
Well, and that has to help, because the two of you are kind of the two characters that have the past relationship as well.
Yeah, I think Steve did that on purpose, so that we would, you know, bond whenever we could, and it was good, we did. Like, you know, throughout the day, we kind of just go and explore the Cape or the paddleboarding and just hang out. And then at night, you know, we'd be shooting. And
right.
That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And so what do you have coming up for you? I mean, you're not sure so much about the prequel that I guess will be going in production soon. So what are your most definite plans for the future?
Well, I'm on Young and Restless now over at CBS. So
yeah.
I'm on that for the next few years. And that sort of keeps me pretty darn busy from being able to do anything else. So I'm happily on a set schedule for a while here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you on that, and we look forward to the possibility, at least, of you being in the next installment of Muck. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to share with us today.
Pleasure, mate. No problem.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right. Bye.